So before we jump in, I want to say no Tom this week. Sorry, everybody. Tom is still very, very sick. And secondly, there is no video this week. It won't be showing on Twitch. I did have a couple guests this week. We're going to jump right in here in a second. And I'm very thankful that a couple people jumped on with me and we were able to do a show. We're hoping Tom feels better by midweek next week. I'll talk about all that at the end of the show. Also, if you want to send Tom any messages or anything, listen to the end of the show and you'll hear how to do that. All right, without further ado, let's jump right in.
Today's show is brought to you by AdamandEve.com. Go to AdamandEve.com right now and you'll get 50% off just about any item. All you have to do is enter the code word GLORY, G-L-O-R-Y, at checkout.
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Glory Hall Studios in Chicago and beyond. This is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone that gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no skirt to boo.
I don't know that they're going to believe that that's not Tom. I think they're going to know it's you, Eli.
Or maybe Elmo.
Yeah. Heath, why don't you give it a shot? See if you can do a Tom voice. See if we can trick the
recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond. This is Cognitive Dissonance from my rainy window pane that I sit in front of. Every episode, we blast anything that gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no Scooby-Doo.
I think we caught his essence really well. Here's the thing, guys. You guys did, but here's the thing. So I asked Ian to maybe try to do a little intro. I was like, hey, can you do it? Because you know they're doing the AI voice thing, right? So like if you feed a little bit of stuff into a computer now, they kind of got this thing where it's like an AI voice, right? So somebody had sent us
You have an AI voice Tom.
it's a really not a great one. This one dude who sent us an email a while back had a really good one. It was a really good AI voice of Tom. And I may play that for you after these. But anyway, I gave him, you know, the intro and he gave me these two. So here's the two, Ed. The first one sounds a little like him. The second one sounds weird as fuck. So here's the first one. Play this one for you.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond. This is Cognitive Dissonance.
So not bad, right? I mean, it doesn't sound like him.
No, pretty good. Like,
pretty good.
If Tom had proper nutrition as a child, that's how Tom would sound.
All right.
One less box mac and cheese, that would have been Tom.
One less car wash ball or whatever.
Exactly, yeah. So here's the other one, though. So I want to play this other one for you because it's fucking hilarious. This one doesn't, I'm going to play this one, I think, all the way through because it's got weird moments in it. You're just like, what is happening? I don't even know what's happening in it. So here we go.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond. This is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode, we blast anyone that gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes us mad. It's skeptical. It's political. And there is no welcome, Matt. This is episode six. Something. Ian, fix it in post.
Okay, was the entry data for that AI Tom having an orgasm?
I mean, seriously, right?
Sure was.
Where did he even get that?
I love what you've done here, which is basically take Tom's biggest fear and make it create Tom.
Yeah, that's good. If you had a flawless one, that would be great.
Hold on.
There's nobody better set up to have this shit replace us than us.
Hold on a second, though. You've got to listen to the synthesized audio that someone, I'm not going to play this whole thing. It's like a couple minutes long, but somebody did a synthesized audio version of Tom's voice. So here we go.
I stand before you today with a passion in my heart, a fervor in my soul, and a cup of eggnog in my hand. for I come to speak to you about one of the greatest beverages known to humankind, eggnog. Eggnog, with its creamy, velvety texture and its rich, indulgent flavor, is not just a drink. It is a sensation.
It goes on like that for a very long time. It's a two-minute thing.
Shit.
But doesn't that sound... it doesn't sound exactly right. So, like, I know you can tell it's not him. But you couldn't... Like, if you heard that from another room, you'd be like, is that Tom?
Wow. Eggnog deepfake. That is also going to be terrifying for Tom.
And let's be clear, ChatGPT-4, which is multimodal, comes out next fucking week.
Oh.
So... a month or two from now, we're going to be like, oh, my throat's bothering me a little bit. Do you mind if the computer reads my fucking scripts? And then the computer's going to be like,
how the fuck did it do that right away?
It will do, of course it'll be able to do that. God. We have hundreds and hundreds of hours of our voices. We're fucked, gents.
Does it just right.
How's your resume look, guys?
Shut up.
Yeah, it's great. Let's see, you bartended, 10 years ago? And I didn't even bartend 10 years ago?
Okay, all right. So I haven't even introduced the show. This is 676. Thank you, Eli and Heath, for joining me. Tom is, again, sick. So sick and very sick with COVID. He sent me a message today, said he could not record. I was lucky enough to find Eli Bosnick and Heath Enright from Scathing Atheist, God Awful Movies, Skeptocrat, D&D Minus, Citation Needed, and Dear Old Dads. Anything else? Am I missing anything else there? I think that's it, right?
At this point, I'm recorded every time I speak, so we're all good.
So these guys stepped up to the plate to join me this week so we could do some news items, hang out, and chill. So guys, are you ready to jump in?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Let's talk about the news in the world right now. Can't fucking wait.
Well, let's start. Let's start with this story from Mediaite. Tucker Carlson airs January 6th footage to rewrite the history of the Capitol riot. And his quote there was, nonsense. They were sightseers. Now, Tuck here was given 40,000 hours of security footage of the January 6th insurrection by Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy.
Just barely, asterisk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he dug through that and he found like 5 or 6 nonviolent scenes. And then he declared the whole thing to be a Democratic hoax. And then he lied again and said that the election was stolen right afterwards.
He might as well have played the footage backward and been like, they're cleaning up. They're cleaning. They're cleaning, you guys.
It's like he ran 40,000 hours through, you know, Nazi Bing chatbot. And it was like, here you go. Here's a montage I made you. Look at them all being meek. He said meek, if I remember correctly. Meek. He was like, look, they're being all humble and meek and orderly. Yeah. Look at them.
They were standing just behind a velvet rope, out, waiting to get in. And look at them just standing there. They're very orderly, digging through fucking Nancy Pelosi's desk.
The fuck
looking
out of here.
For the secrets.
Well, and that's the part that makes me insane about this. Because I actually went and watched the segment because I was like, oh, I don't want to miss it. But like, even if you were like, yeah, they were this peaceful the whole time, they're still fucking trespassing. If you walked into your bedroom tonight after the recording and I was just gently pawing through your underwear drawer, you wouldn't be like, now that is some nonviolent, excellent behavior.
Yeah, the Capitol was not open that day. When you go inside something that's not open, that's a crime. Like, it's like I'm teaching kindergarten. Like, don't go in the closed thing and flush. Like, we have to tell Republicans this stuff.
Who is believing this, right? Like, who's the thing that bothers me the most about this isn't that there's a Tucker Carlson, isn't that Tucker Carlson spits lies out that reach millions of people. It's that those lies hit people and they believe them. So there's somebody out there who is like blown away by the peekaboo game. They're just like, oh my God, you were behind your hands the whole fucking time. Are you kidding me? Holy shit. Call Industrial Light and Magic.
Warlock.
Yeah. But it's that if every other piece of media was like, hey, there's a guy behind those hands.
Yeah.
And every time he's behind those hands, he talks about how much he fucking hates you and how stupid
deep state Jew. Yeah. Didn't he describe it as like, oh, they were just like taking a tour of the inside of the, they were doing like a nice guided tour of the bank vault. No idea how they got in there, but that doesn't matter. They were just like an orderly fucking tour. Get out of here.
I grabbed this quote because I love it so much. They were peaceful. They were orderly and meek. These are not insurrectionists. Protesters queue up a neat little lines. They give each other's tours outside the speaker's office. They take cheerful selfies and smile. I'm just like, dude, what do you not understand about the illegal part about this?
Here's a little girl walking past the Capitol with an oversized lollipop. Look at her. She's just walking. She's a patriot. She has got a flag.
The thing that I don't get too is in the middle of this. Now, Fox is in this big Dominion lawsuit right now. And mm-hmm. I'm like, he's still, no, the election was stolen. He's saying this shit out loud while they're in the middle of this sort of big Dominion thing where they were trying to backpedal from that for like weeks. And I can't help but think like Tucker, after all this is over, is going to be like, sipping out of a Kobayashi cup and his limp's going to go away and he's going to get in the car with Dominion with all the money they got from Fox and just yep. drive away, man.
Drive off into the sunset. Okay, yeah, baby. Also, this is the thing that all these idiots don't understand. And I mean this viewers and hosts alike. Like, the law takes time. So these idiots are like, I got away with it. Sure, there's blue sirens and cops behind me, but I got away with it. Look at all these diamonds I got in my fucking head. You know, Alex Jones owes people like $1 trillion, right? And everyone was like, there'll never be any justice because it took a court. They needed a lady in a bathrobe to go, I'm the final boss cop. Clack, clack. Yeah. $1 billion. That's what's going to happen with Dominion. And then fucking Fox Media is going to be broken up into tiny chunks. They're going to be fighting for Roku airtime with OAN, you know, whatever that fucking thing is. ONN, that is.
I love that all these court cases are just making it so clear that Tucker's like, he, like, on record in court proceedings.
Oh, I know.
He had, like, Fox's lawyers had to be like, no reasonable person could think anything yeah. he ever says is real. So you can't sue us for him lying. Because look at it, he's ridiculous. He's absurd. That's their lawyers. That's his company's just lawyers.
Dragging people outside. Anyone take this man and his little baby bow tie seriously? Yeah. No.
So there's another story that's linked to this. This is from Huffington Post. Senate Republicans rip Tucker Carlson's January 6th riot coverage. So I guess there's a few Senate members and House members on the Republican side that didn't really go along with Tucker's complete fabrication of events of January 6th. And even Lindsey Graham, guys, even Lindsey Graham weighs in and said that this sort of stuff shouldn't be whitewashed. Are you guys as surprised Yikes. As I am that the Republicans are standing up to this? I know it's a problematic statement, but it's just like, even still.
Yeah. I think it's cool because they've realized like there's no rules, right? It's like, remember the first time you swore around your parents and realized like, oh, they're not fucking in charge. I can say fuck if I want to. That's what's going on, but with hypocrisy in the Republican Party. Senator Tom Tillis, and he's the first fucking quote of the article, said, I think it's bullshit. Senator Tom Tillis. Imagine the fucking founding fathers coming forward. Oh my goodness, the time travel worked. Here we are seeing the current political discourse. I think that guy's bullshit. I think it's bullshit.
You know, one of the things too that struck me about this is that there's always seems to be this like comparison to other protests, right? They always try to make sure they bring in other protests. Well, other protests, there were people who broke the law. And you're like, yeah, and those people were arrested or they were charged. And it's not like they went into it. Like, especially if you talk about like the George Floyd protests where people were doing some property damage, right? It's not fucking, somebody broke a window somewhere, right? But those people, whoever did that, didn't expect to be like getting a pardon from the president. Like, these yeah. are people who did a bad thing and they knew they were like, yeah, I know I'm breaking a window or whatever. Like, for instance, Eli, didn't you get arrested during a protest?
Yeah. So I led a nonviolent protest thing to get a ICE office kicked out of Manhattan. And we succeeded, by the way. But like, we did an illegal thing that annoyed people knowing we would go to jail. As the cops were standing us up to send us to jail, we weren't like, what the fuck? We were peacefully touring this highway in the middle of afternoon traffic, and I am now being accosted. Yeah. At least let me go on my Disney vacation. Yeah. Sir, I have a Disney vacation. You have to let me go on my Disney vacation.
Okay, the picture that somebody got, I'm guessing you set it up with somebody to take this picture of you getting dragged away, and Eli's putting on like the most angry criminal mug face ever. It's clearly a cop. I'm guessing you told the cop and you're like, listen, I'm going to go limp at one point and make a face and turn around because my friend's going to take a picture.
This is for my podcast.
Just go with it.
What's so funny is that person caught the literal 1 second where I look at all dignified or anything in my entire life. Because if they had pushed their finger down a second earlier, they would have seen me being like, Hoigel, oh, Schmeichel. Because one of the things that I did is I was police liaison. So I am full Jerry Lewis that entire arrest, just being like, well, how's it going, fellas? Uh-huh. Yeah, 43. My goodness, it's hot. I literally think the only reason that looks like I am solemn or serious in any way is because I'm staring into the sun. I think the sun saved my dignity for the sun.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think I'm just squinting.
Okay. But you getting dragged away, but you're in like your nice, you know, reasonable blazer and pleated chinos. What the fuck you decide to wear that day to be respectable? It's my favorite. I love that picture.
It's a great photo. It's a really great photo. But seriously though, nobody that came with you was like, well, we're not going to get arrested today. Of course you fucking knew you were going to get arrested. Like what is with these fucking idiots that they just wander into the fucking halls of power and think, I'm going to get off with this. No problem. Come on.
And it also like, this isn't nonviolent protest.
Right.
They actually thought they were overthrowing the government.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the other thing that people don't get in the George Floyd things. No one threw a chair through the front of a Starbucks and was like, I'm king of Starbucks now. Started making people lattes for $1.99 the way they want them to be made. These idiots stood on the floor of the Senate and tried to conduct their own election for president.
Like magically. They really thought it was magic that they were in the room and had like the magic gavel.
I highly recommend if you go on YouTube and you look up like January 6th riot Christian prayer circle, there is, again, we spend our whole lives trying to write jokes, make jokes, funny things, funny sketches. There is nothing funnier than this group of fucking yahoos who lit a pile of chair on fire and now don't understand why there is fire near them. God. It's the best comedy that anyone would ever write.
It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet.
All right, this next story is from Vice. The QAnon queen is printing her own currency now. So Tom and I have talked about the QAnon queen a few times in the past. And she's basically what happens when you take like a QAnon conspiracy person and put him in one end of the Hadron Collider and you put a sovereign citizen in the other end and then you shoot them at each other and they fucking explode into this. She is printing her own money with real money. So she's paying a printer with real money, probably pocketing the surplus of that, and printing out her own like shroot bucks. They're like the size of a fucking Denny's placemat.
Why are they so big? Why are they so big?
I want to see someone pulling out like a wallet the size of a VCR to pay with these. They think they're going to like pay for stuff at stores.
Oh, it's so good.
There's no stores.
She tells her listeners that they will eventually be accepted by unnamed realty offices.
Yeah.
Like you're going to go into Century 21. Let's see. I have 7 paper plate sized QAnon bucks. How many houses? 7. I can buy 7 houses with that. Oh, that's perfect.
But don't.
That's perfect. Also, Cecil, I need to thank you from the bottom of my heart because Heath, I don't know if this is true of you. I had never heard of the QAnon queen until this moment.
Oh,
that's the, this is amazing.
Yeah, she's based out of Canada, right?
So mm-hmm.
These are going to be like eventually backed by the Canadian Treasury, according to this woman.
Because she's the queen of Canada.
No, but yeah, she actually operates like a queen, but with just random social media people that she like begs for money and they give her a house once in a while. And she's like, I'm queen of this house now. And people pilgrimage to her and then like serve her and help print huge placemats, bills with gold fringe on the side. It's crazy.
She has an RV that she like travels all around Canada in that I think was like crowdfunded with these people who think she's the queen. Mm-hmm. She is the queen. And I want to talk about the realty offices here for a second. What do they think realty offices sell? These are brokers. That's not a, you can't walk into a realty office and be like, I would have one house. They don't sell houses. They broker a house for another person who's selling a house. It doesn't matter how much money you give to the realty office. You have to pay it to another guy.
They just think realty offices are house Chick-fil-A. All right, let me get a number 3 extra semi sauce and a pool. Just give me one.
I want
pool.
One of those connected kitchens to my living room. That's what I want.
Now, let me throw this out there because I know we got some UK listeners, some European listeners. I know that there's a lot to laugh at here. UK, if you're listening, would you consider putting your king in an RV and having him drive around your country?
I would pay to see that.
Begging for funding.
I'd pay so much money.
I think it'd be great.
That.
I think you're just describing comes British out. Royalty's role for the last like several decades, basically, right?
But better dressed. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, no, I hear it now. Yeah. I do hear it now.
They send him in that RV with the big scissors and they just cut ribbons all day. That's literally their job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quick thing. Did I read this correctly? Did the queen of whatever the fuck claim that her bills, first of all, they say 100,000 on them.
Yeah.
Just no units
they
because
do.
The units don't exist. It's just 100,000, the concept of something. Yes. Go fuck yourself. And I think she said they have interdimensional security devices, like each bill.
Yep.
Interdimension, like, like they beep if someone takes them out of space time. Like what? Problem to that song.
You turn the bill sideways, it just starts going crazy. Oh no. Ah, damn it.
Each one's got its own David Icke lizard that just watches it from the other realm. Can also, too, all these people aren't they kind of eerily reminiscent of the Hale Bob people with the white sneakers? They all have white hats on.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Don't they kind of, you just think like, oh man. Somebody's going to wind up in an RV with a bunch of shrewd bucks around him. All dead. Okay.
Fucking scammel
cash. Cecil, yeah. But Cecil, let's be honest with ourselves, right? When they start dueling out the Kool-Aid, we're going to be like, oh no, stop, don't. Like there's no, the cure for brain cancer is not coming out of the QAnon Queen's base. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like we could somehow orchestrate a fake fucking comet going over a little bit of Canada and get them to all do it, right? I don't know.
With a laser, based on their following the QAnon Queen, with a laser pointer and a song in her heart.
Jump into the Kool-Aid like cats to the laser. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I am so glad this isn't going to go on YouTube so we can get banned from YouTube. That's awesome. Super great.
Look, if it's hate speech to say it's better to be dead if they follow the QAnon Queen, then I'm David Icke.
I don't want to be right.
We're not saying do that. We're saying it would be better if your grandpa was thing
not
to happen.
Something I want to happen. But if it did happen, I wouldn't hate it. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're right.
You have to be allowed to root for stuff. You have to be allowed to root for things.
Agree.
You got to be able to hope.
Agree.
Bring back hope.
Agree. I don't disagree. YouTube disagrees with that pretty strongly. When you guys turn this bill over, do you think on the back of it is like a maze for like if you're at Denny's and you have the placemat thing?
You have like a Long connect John the dots. Silver's little silver maze.
They're so fucking big. Why do it? Why not just make it approximately the same size as
you
fucking
could
normal
fucking pet? Hang glide with one of these bills. It's that big.
I also read that she's going to sign each one individually.
Interesting.
No, like 38 million bills that she printed. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to sign them, each one. Uh-huh.
Well, is it 38 million units because they're all 100,000 or is it 38 million 100,000 units?
38 million times 100,000.
I bet it's that.
Oh, wow. That.
In units, in vague concepts of somethingness.
Units. Yeah. That's exactly it. That's what she's selling you.
It's backed by gold and silver, she says. I don't think she
gold and
is
silver.
Is it interdimensional, any? Like... Oh, is it monoatomic gold?
It's probably not. Oh. It's probably monoatomic. Yeah.
See,
that's a lot easier to carry around because, you know, the diatomic gold, that'll get you.
Yeah, for sure.
It's heavy.
Cecil, as you know, we are reading Everything They Never Wanted You to Know or whatever. And I, loving this show, listened to you and Tom read The Biggest, Bestest Secret. biggest, bestest secret is so much more fun than everything they don't want you to know.
Really?
We've gotten no monoatomic gold.
Yeah.
No none one's of that been yet. From another planet. It sucks.
What is the book about so far?
It's about the Jews.
It's not even enough about the Jews. It's mostly like, so many people make fun of me because I pooped my pants this morning, but aren't pants just another kind of toilet made of cloth? Checkmate me.
Shut the fuck up. That's amazing.
Oh no, it's happened again.
Yeah, it's what grinds his gears just chapter by chapter. He's just off the rails. Yeah, it's like 1,200 pages.
Have you ever been stoned with someone who you realize once you're both stoned, you don't want to be around them anymore? It's that the book.
Yeah, I found out that about almost everyone ever for decades of smoking. So it ended up with me having fun, bong hits by myself a lot. I enjoyed it. Played a lot of fantasy baseball.
Yeah. I don't drink alone.
Heath, what did we say about Tragic Confessions when we were visiting our friends?
It's a positive story. I'm being Tom. Stay with me. This is good. My parents were I would learn lessons from them. That doesn't mean they're alcoholic. It does mean they're alcoholics. But that, they showed me stuff about
this
life.
This next story comes from CNN.
You don't want to hear about my
childhood? No, I'm okay, man. I'm good. I think that our relationship is fine
Cecil
as it is.
Cecil doesn't want to hear about my sad childhood. That's rough. Cecil had like half a G.I. Joe and a nuclear bomb next
to
his house.
I'm not ready to take that next step in our relationships, Heath. I'm just not.
Sex, you want it? They got it. With code Glory, you get sex. And by that, I mean 50% off almost any one item when you use code Glory plus free shipping and rushed processing. When you select your one item, you'll also get a free sex kit that includes an item for you, a special toy for them, and something we know you'll both enjoy. The sex kit includes 6 free spicy movies for your viewing pleasure. More than that, Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly for free and fast. Don't wait. Better sex is just a click away. That's 50% off one item, a 3-item sex kit, 6 free movies, free shipping with rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code GLORY at checkout. That's GLORY, GLORY at adamandeve.com. This is exclusive offer specific to this podcast. So be sure to use this code GLORY to get your discount. Sex kit, free movies, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code GLORY. Now, to get you in the mood, let me serenade you while you go to adamandeve.com. The night is young, and you're so beautiful. B flat. The night is young, and you're so beautiful. Here among the shadows, beautiful lady. Open your heart. The scene is set. The breezes sing of it. Can't you get into the swing of it, lady? When the lady is kissing me, and the evening's so cool, any dream is permissible. If I seem over amorous,
lady, what can I do?
The night is young, and I'm in love
with
Glory.
Today, Trump Tower is universally recognized as one of the most erotic buildings on the planet.
Again, also glad I'm not on YouTube when I said that. Okay, so this next one comes from CNN. Fact check, Donald Trump delivered wildly dishonest speech at CPAC. And so I guess this is huge news on CNN. Donald Trump lied recently.
Yeah, fact okay. check, Donald Trump talked ever. Right.
The tone of this article is so defeated. I genuinely was like, is there a writer listening to this? I want to check on Daniel Dale. I don't think he's okay. I worry for him. Listen.
They're pretty sad. They're like, yeah, we found... there's so much. We found there's 23 so lies. We're going to give you 23. It's more so like much. 540. We're going to do 523.
This is the first words of the first fact check. And I love this so much. This is the first, again, CNN, right?
It isn't even close to true.
That's the first words.
Oh, fucking God.
It might as well be asterisk vomiting asterisk. Here we go.
My favorite part is him talking about NATO. Like he's fucking Joe Pesci from Casino. He's like, you wouldn't even exist out here if it wasn't for me. It's fucking amazing, man. It's so good. He's such a liar about everything, every single thing in here. And he talks about a lot of different things, right? He's talking about Ukraine. He's talking about NATO. He's talking about murder rates. He's talking about the economy all throughout. And it ranges, right? It's not just one sort of sector. He's lying about everything.
With the NATO thing, he was claiming that countries aren't paying their like NATO dues.
Yeah, their NATO VIG or whatever.
And it's not how it fucking works. They have like a vague guideline that's like, you should spend like 2% of your GDP on like giving NATO or on defense, basically. And it's not like they shut down NATO for you like Netflix if you change your credit card and you lose it.
Finland sharing fucking Sweden's password. They're just like...
No more password sharing. No more password sharing. No more
is it password? I just have to.
This is my favorite fact check of the whole article. It's in the NATO section, and this is the fact. This is the claim, and then the fact check word for word. NATO's existence, boasting of how he had secured additional funding for NATO from countries, Trump claimed actually NATO wouldn't even exist if I didn't get them to pay up. And this is their fact check. This is nonsense. That's it. Just a little sentence all by itself on the CNN page.
That's all you need, man. What I don't get is this fucking guy's popularity still. After being like a loser, and then you read what he had to say at CPAC, and he seriously sounds like he's saying, I was the best. I fucking did everything. I'm fucking like amazing. Every second of my presidency, I was curing cancer. And you're just like, he's so fucking boring. I cannot understand the appeal of this guy to anybody else. Once in a while, you know, I mean, all politicians blow themselves, but once in a while, they'll at least have like a modicum of humility. This guy has nothing. He has no redeemable qualities. He did nothing in office and he's a fucking loser and everybody still loves him and I cannot wrap my head around
it. Thank you. Yeah, he's not good at anything. Like, okay, the Republican Party, these people are all about, what, Christianity and fucking libertarian capitalism being a rich asshole or being like selfish. Yeah. That's their things. He's shitty at both of those.
Yeah.
He's terrible. He's a terrible Christian and he failed at casino doing. He failed as the house. He's lying about being a billionaire. He's so
why
shitty
so
at all this
sides?
Stuff. He is not self-made. He didn't bootstrap shit. He's nothing. Do you think he's going to win the nomination?
So here's an interesting question. That is an interesting question. Tom and I, we kind of go back and forth. Tom does not think he has a chance. Tom thinks if he does, he's going to get crushed.
I remember the last time we said that about Trump. I feel the same way.
I think I am one of those people who thinks, you know, I really want to see DeSantis and him go really head to head and hardball with each other.
Yes.
That's what perfect. I want to see.
Hard.
Like
hard daddy.
Hard.
Yeah. I will watch every second of these.
Like prison basketball hard. That's what I want to see. Yeah.
Let them fight.gif. Yes. Now, here's what I think is going to happen. I think they're going to go hard on each other. I think Trump's going to lose the nomination, and then he's going to run third party.
Oh, please say that's the truth.
That'd be amazing, too.
Please say that. Feed that to me until I die.
The guy who tried to overthrow the government is absolutely going to run third party if he thinks it gives him a chance to win.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to destroy. I am not kidding when I say that we may look back 20, 30 years from now and say the reason the two-party system ended was because of Donald Marion Trump.
Do you think, what do you think happens? Hmm. You know, let's take that next step. Let's say that he is a third-party candidate. What happens? Because basically what you're going to see is a third-party candidate probably getting more electoral votes than any third-party candidate in recent memory. I don't know if it's going to be absolutely enough, but it will certainly be more than in recent memories.
Yeah, this will beat Ross Perot, probably.
Yeah,
absolutely. I have a theory on this, and I'll tell you exactly what I think is going to happen. I think he is going to steal votes from Republicans up and down the ticket, huge blue wave. At that moment, Republicans have no choice but to enact national mandatory ranked choice voting, or they're fucked forever, right? They stop existing if they don't enact ranked choice voting.
They'll stop existing if they do enact that.
Ranked choice voting will fuck them in the face, and that opens it up to other parties.
Right, but ranked choice voting is bad for them right now in a two-party system, but in a three-party system where that third party does nothing but drain their coffers, it is actually better for them.
Yeah, sure.
So they'll enact ranked choice voting, which will open it up to a series of parties, and the two-party system as we know it will be gone.
Oh, please say that's the truth. I'd love to see ranked choice voting. That's way more fair.
Yep. I think Republicans have already teased it. They've already talked about it. When he made that whole thing about the Lion Party, they said that, well, we would have to enact a national ranked choice voting for that election, obviously, or blah, 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 blah. Like, they've already made noises about it, and I think people don't realize how transformative to our politics that's
going
to be.
I think they also don't understand that anybody, like the people who are like never are always Trumpers, who are like 100% Trumpers, won't put anybody else underneath on a ranked choice voting.
Mm-hmm.
I think they don't understand that. They don't get that it's Trump or nothing for them.
You're feeling strong, my friend. Call me Elf one more time. He's an angry elf.
Look at you.
Ow. This next story is from The Hill. Mexican president posts photo of what he claims is an elf. And it turns out that it wasn't Jeff Sessions. It was a different picture.
I don't know. The citation needed, Cecil. I looked at it.
Yeah, again, thank you, Heath, for standing up for the truth.
That guy's making fucking cookies and not recusing himself when he should or whatever. Like, 100%.
I just want to read. Can I read the caption first before we jump into it? Because he tweeted this. And I translated the caption on Twitter. So I have no, I'm positive it's errorful. So don't send me your corrections on that it messed up because I didn't translate this. Twitter did. Here's the tweet has two photos, and you can see them. If you go to our show notes, you can see them. We'll describe them in detail here in a second, but you can always go to our show notes to check them out. Here's the quote. I share two photos of our supervision of the Mayan train works. One taken by an engineer 3 days ago, apparently from an Alux. I don't know, from an Alux?
Of an Alux. They're like a Mexican fair.
Okay, so he's saying from an Alux in here. It's clearly wrong. Of an Alux. Another by Diego Prieto of a splendid pre-Hispanic sculpture in Ek Balam. Everything is mystical. That's how he ends it.
Magic is everywhere.
If everything's mystical, nothing's mystical. That's so dumb.
Okay, so can we talk about what this photo looks like? Because it's so good. It's very, very clearly a teenager in a hoodie.
I think it's very clearly a fucking tree, and there's a couple stars out in the background because, you know, stars are in the sky. Those aren't eyes.
Yeah, our brains make faces all the time in things.
Yeah, pareidolia.
So, yeah.
Now Heath said it. It's very clear.
Very clearly a tree.
I can even
very
see clearly the branches. A tree. Yeah. I was at least giving him credit for faking the Mexican fairy.
No. I think he just found it. I feel like this guy, the president, got in a big argument at a bar a while ago, and then he went home all mad, and then like now, 8 years later or whatever, he was like, ha, see, a Lux picture. Nobody, he's gone. That was 8 years ago. I don't know where he found this, but he's convinced. That he saw, you know, a Mayan prankster fairy. That, right? Isn't that what it is? It's from Mayan it's like, culture, and they would like come and
it's like a little
steal
Loki or
little,
something. Yeah,
steal your stuff or move your stuff around. Actually, which I kind of liked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like I think that's kind of cool folklore.
When I was reading this, there was part of me that was a little sad. I'm like, here's some people who are like really powerful in the world,
And they believe so deeply in superstition. And then I remembered we've never had an atheist president. And I was like, okay, yeah. I'll sit the fuck down right now.
I was going to say, if I could trade Joe Biden's Catholicism for an Alux, I would absolutely. And he wouldn't be any less coherent, yeah, right?
Exactly.
Hey, everybody, how's it going? It's your good old Uncle Joe. Just a reminder, nail down your wallet at the end of the night or an Alux will take it and put it under your bed seats.
What?
Hoo-hoo.
See Joe do that. Put his shades on, eat an ice cream cone, and walk out the door.
Eating it from the wrong side. It's all gone now. No, buddy, you gotta hold the dry end. What? Never mind. You're the president.
Now, Dilbert Dumbbutt here's holding my lugs, and he won't give it up until I pay the bill, and I ain't got the money.
Let's talk about Dilbert. So, this next one's from the AP. What?
Did you say Dilabert?
Dilabert? This is Dilbert's,
I'm not familiar with this name.
Dilbert's creator, Scott Adams. He suffered what AP refers to as a rapid demise. Dilbert is a cartoon strip of office life with a talking dog. There's a guy with pointed hair that looks like ears. And he got taken out of a bunch of newspapers. It's never funny, by the way. I just want to say that. And it was taken out of a bunch of newspapers all across the country. It's a comic strip in those newspapers. It's a newspaper, by the way, is what you wrap your glassware in when you move. I don't know if anybody knows what that is.
It's an iPad that never changes. Yeah.
But anyway, he was taken out a bunch. And then he just screamed about cancel culture. Basically, he was canceled, even though he's like, white people stay away from black people. That's like a quote.
Yeah, he actually said that. So, I mean, rapid demise, you shoot yourself in the fucking foot and then you fall down quickly. That's a rapid demise, I guess. He has a YouTube channel and he went on and he just said that. He said, black people are a hate group and white people, here's my advice to you, you should get the hell away from black people. That's an actual thing he said. And immediately he got pulled. Like, I don't know what he thought was going to happen.
Now, I watched that, and I have a very important question for you gentlemen. Towards the end, did he say, I used to identify as black, yes, but now yes, I'm not gonna did. Anymore? Yeah.
What does that mean?
Great. I'm so angry that I know a little of the details of this.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah, so apparently his stupid fucking cartoon, it used to just be about like banal observations about office politics and
post-it
like
notes,
like
right.
Yeah, post-it note, whatever, printer jam. So like it was funny to people in those environments. Like if you saw, you know, what was the movie Office Space,
yeah,
you might have liked this in the 90s too. But in the last like 5-10 years, he just really started curling in the asshole direction. So he's been attacking, you know, PC culture and everything woke bothers him, and he's been doing that more and more in his comics. And most recently he introduced a character at this company, and it's a black guy, but the black guy identifies as white because that's funny. And that fact that he identifies as white, it fucks up the company's diversity metric score. And that, I feel like you guys aren't laughing, but that's really funny if you've ever been in an office environment recently. It's really fucking hard for white people. And
yeah, no, I get
silly
you.
To consider diversity as something that's good,
yeah,
maybe.
No.
But wait, why does that mean that did he identify as black? Was he inspired by his own comic
book
character?
Yes, no, that's exactly what happened. He was basically trying to like mirror the thing in his stupid character. And he's like, oh, and also I, in real life, identify as black, which is wacky. Right? Well, imagine if you could just name other things that you identify as.
And then he took back his bit. He took back his own.
Guys, I know I've done a very controversial bit where I pretended to be black, but I am renouncing my own bit.
God.
I didn't really slip on that banana peel. I'm Scott Adams.
He's so fucking bad. Like I just don't understand. Like, I didn't understand the draw. Like, every one of these guys, they fuck up really bad. They say something obscenely stupid, and then they get taken down, and then they immediately like, well, I got canceled. And it's like it's some kind of fucking injustice. You're like, no, it's the exact opposite of injustice, man. It is literal justice. You fucked up, you did something wrong, right. And they took your now go write a different comic strip for a while and win them back somehow. But don't be like, oh, man, they fucking stole it off. You stole it from yourself, you idiot.
He's doing something like Dilbert Reborn or something, and he's hosting it on his own shitty alt-right fucking channel that he started up. I think it starts like this week. In like 2 days, he's firing up his own fucking channel because he's in zero newspapers now.
Has he ever done a Dilbert animated thing that you guys could do on like God?
Yeah, he had an animated TV show that got canceled like right the fuck away.
Instantly.
Got like a season, maybe a season and a half. And he actually claimed that when he got canned from that, when that show got dropped from whatever channel, he was like, that's the third job I've been fired for being white.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And it's just such an obvious lie. People like checked on it at the time and since, and they were like, no, looks like you got fired from a fucking bank in 1986 just because maybe you were an asshole, or maybe because they were laying off like thousands of other people. Probably not all of them white, but even if they were, who cares? I don't know. Yes.
Yeah. You probably got fired because you're not funny. That's probably why it happened. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's not funny, but it does have really good art. No, it doesn't. It's actually the worst art. It's like he was trying to save money on graphite or ink. There's just like three or four lines for everything.
Well, Fawcett said your religion is just Scientology without birth control or famous people.
All right, this one's from KHN.org, Kaiser Health News. Girls in Texas could get birth control at federal clinics until a Christian father objected. So I want to just read the first line from this article. Quote, on the vast Texas panhandle, raked by wind and relentless sun, women might drive for hours to reach Haven Health, a clinic in Amarillo, end quote. And I can't help but think it's like,
say drive for hours to leave that place.
Yeah.
Doesn't it sound like fucking the beginning of a narrated version of Mad Max Fury Road, though? Kind of.
It's rough.
I mean, admittedly, it's a reproductive hellscape all across America, so it fits. I mean, I think it fits. Evidently, there was a federal program that allowed federal clinics to give out birth control to teenagers without a permission slip. And there is a recent Supreme Court ruling that everyone is familiar with that basically stripped abortion rights all across the country. And you're using that as a way to challenge, this Christian dad is basically using that as a way to challenge this. And now they can't give them out without permission. And this is like sometimes for life-saving drugs where young girls are getting it for, because they're like bleeding, like internal bleeding and stuff. Sometimes they give out contraception for that and they can't even do that anymore.
Yeah, also to save your life by not having a child when you don't want to. I feel like that's the primary use, no?
I feel like that's also a primary use too. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, no, the first case study they talk about is the like CEO of Haven Health is like, there was a lady who came in with bleeding and we could not prescribe it because she was 16.
Like, I wonder, and I know that this was one of those things that when that ruling came out, a bunch of people were, you know, doing the sort of, but down the road, this is going to happen. And there was a bunch of people who were saying, no, come on now. You're being ridiculous. Even in the ruling itself, he said, we're not going after anything else. But really, genuinely, they're going to start coming for other things based on this ruling. And contraception, I wouldn't be surprised if that either gets its own ruling or starts to be wiped off based on this ruling.
Oh, yeah.
In the Dobbs decision, they said that they were coming for interracial marriage next.
And you know how many babies we kill with fucking contraception? So many. So many.
Yeah, yeah.
I do that by myself sometimes.
That's crazy. Do you have the friend who's not a
Trumper
anymore?
Do I wear a condom when I masturbate sometimes? Is that what you're doing? Because yes, I do.
Do you have a friend
makes it easier
who jerks
to clean
off
up
with a condom on, Cecil? And if so, how can you get him off your podcast? In a safe,
can you tell him to stop talking, please?
Manner.
It's really weird when you wear the condom and then the glove. Like it's like two. It's like two layers there. It's crazy. It's like a whole other person is doing it for you.
Wait, Cecil. I wouldn't. Are you saying you have a dedicated masturbation glove? Because that's what it sounded like. In my head, it's an oven mitt. I know you're a cooking guy.
I have a dedicated. It's an oven mitt that I come into. It's like my cum sock. So I put it on there, and yeah, sure, yeah. You know what I'm
talking
about.
He has a dedicated masturbation sous vide. It's the perfect temperature.
I dip it in that perfect temperature water. There you go.
Oh, yeah, it's good 98.6. Yeah. You tell me the difference between fucking a sous vide and a woman.
It's like the stranger. You don't even know it's there.
It's like a little loose, but it's the perfect temperature. So, yeah.
And if I have to choose between tight and hot, I'm choosing hot every time. I don't know what that joke is.
I don't know
what, I don't exactly want anyone to examine anything I've said the second after I say it.
I just want to add one more thing about Texas, by the way.
Sure, yeah, go.
Just a reminder, they're trying to build their own internet also to avoid contraception, birth control being provided.
No kidding, I didn't hear about
this. Even information being provided through the internet into Texas.
Holy shit, that's China-esque.
Yeah, it's very literally that. They want to build their own intranet. Like, it's so stupid, too, because that's not how it fucking works. Like, you have a phone. If you have a VPN, obviously, if you know what you're doing, you can get around this. But, like, the internet's there still, and there's a billion ways to get it. And they're, like, they're putting, like, masking tape around their spot in a pool. And they're, like, we're gonna block it off. No flow this way.
It's like Texas has NetNanny? Is that what you're saying? They're basically just going
to
like...
exactly what they're trying to do.
They got that librarian from your elementary school who tried to keep you from playing Oregon Trail during computer time. Exactly. She's just wandering around the country being like, no more internets for anyone.
God is a mean kid sitting on an anthill with a magnifying glass, and I'm the ant.
This next one comes from the Raw story. Popular prayer app pushes fringe elements on the Catholic right into the mainstream. And so this is an app that's funded by U.S. Senator and hillbilly J.D. Vance, and it's called The Hollow or The Hollow. I don't know.
I can't believe he fucking won in Ohio. I think
it's The Hollow. And it's like, I don't know, maybe there's a banjo playing Cecil. In the background. I just want to say, though, the first line says that they're basically listing people that are associated with it, and it fucking lists Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. Marky Mark is one of the voices to
Can
guide
you do the
you
Lord's
prayer.
Prayer? Can you read the Lord's he Prayer does, as Marky Mark right now, please?
He does several... First of all, absolutely I will. but more exciting, Mr. Mark is actually here in the studio tonight with us. Mr. Mark, do you want to go? Yeah, let me get on the mic. Oh, here we are. It's me. It's me, every fucking body. It's me, Marky Mark. I'm here to do the Lord's Prayer for you. So everyone wake up at 3 a.m. and beat up a Chinese guy. Shut up, Siri. I'll beat up a Chinese guy. Listen in. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy fucking name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day, say hello to your mother for me, our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, like Chinese guys who go to the cops. And lead us not into temptation to beat up that Chinese guy again, but deliver us from evil.
Why do you know the Lord's Prayer?
I'm Marky Mark. I can't break character. Please help me out.
I love that.
I'm stuck this way.
I love that you say Chinese guy every time and it was a Vietnamese guy.
It was a Vietnamese guy.
Here's the thing. I know it was a Vietnamese guy. You know who definitely does not know it was a Vietnamese guy?
I know. That's the
guy?
Best part of the joke, and I just got to explain it a little sometimes because people don't get it. It's a really
also,
great joke. It's a really
like
great
to
joke.
Add, we definitely don't know that Marky Mark didn't beat up a Chinese guy. In fact, I would assume he did and didn't get caught.
You
for
know
it.
What? You're absolutely I take it all back. You're absolutely right, Heath. Absolutely. You're right. We don't know. We have no idea.
I think we know. We know on the other side. Right?
He has a dozen guided prayer on the Hollow app, which is free, by the way. You can sign up with a fake credit card if you want to hear them. Because I was like, oh, maybe this is a C segment for our show. They are so fucking funny. They are so funny. David Sedaris has nothing on Marky Mark leading you through prayerful
That's
meditation.
That's fucking amazing, though. Seriously.
Allow your fucking eyes to close and focus on the words of the Lord, James. The fact that you get to hear Marky Mark say, in the beginning there was the word and the word was all, for free.
God, that's amazing. You got
to
record that.
Alive.
That's fucking outstanding. Yeah.
I don't understand the need for these apps. Do people need help?
Oh,
wishing?
Oh, I know this. It's so good. It's so good. So the reason is, you know how meditation apps are really popular?
Yeah, okay.
So Catholics were like, shit, we're losing. We should make our own meditation app. But instead of the largely beneficial practice of meditation. We'll hire Marky Mark of Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Jesus Christ.
To say some Bible words into their phones.
Wow. It's not just Marky Mark though. Like this is the first time I ever heard these two words in conjunction. They have chastity influencers. I had never heard of something like that. But evidently on like Instagram and other places, there's
chastity influencers?
There's chastity influencers.
Like Ben Shapiro?
Right? Also, the CEO's name, did you catch this? Alex Jones. It's not the Alex Jones, but Alex Jones is the guy.
I think it said Jim Caviezel is involved.
Yeah.
Jim Caviezel's on their ads. Passion of the Christ.
He was on the Jesus Chainsaw Massacre. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a fucking QAnon guy.
Is he really?
Now, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big QAnon guy. It's super funny. Now, guys.
Are they making a sequel? Serious... Passion 2?
Yeah, they've been trying to make 2 for years.
He's been trying to push that rock Electric away for like 3 years. Yeah. Stuck back there.
Let me ask you a very serious, very question from my heart. Very serious, important question. Mm-hmm. Being as unattractive as I am, 5th in the ranking on our show citation needed.
Was it 5th?
Am I?
Let's talk for a second about the ranking structure here. You were 5th.
Okay. Thank you.
Wow.
Pinning that.
You're unconventionally good looking, but that's not true either. Go ahead.
In that I'm not. The way that water is unconventionally dry. No, but this is my question. Being the 5th most attractive, am I a chastity influencer?
Oh.
Like, if you set up an app, right? If the Catholics just got some nudes of me, and every time you felt like yoinking it, I just popped up on your phone?
That's not going to work for me.
Wow.
I'm saying it won't work for their purpose. Like, I'm saying I would enjoy that. I think I would enjoy that.
Right.
With a big mitten, a big oven mitt. I'm going to start doing the oven mitt, Cecil.
Oven mitt thing. Move. The oven mitt thing is how it goes. Got 2 holes.
Like cloth or like one of the like synthetic?
You could use one of those rubber ones. You know what I mean? Throw a little lube in there.
The rubber synthetic, I feel like with the waffle grip.
You know what I mean? Yeah, waffle grip in there. Makes it interesting.
For my pleasure.
There you go.
Ribs. That's just a seal's vagina, right? Yeah. If you've ever fucked a seal, there's no difference between that.
It's like fucking a
seal's vagina is waffled?
Yep. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knows that.
God damn, every time I come on this show, I say lies. I'm so sorry. I don't know why. I read that on a Yik Yak, I promise.
I want to talk for a second about this app, though, because what the insidious thing about this app is that it's pushing the Overton window, right? So you get these sort of people who are like anti-choicers, and they're the right side of that Catholic Christian. It's not Catholic. Is it Catholic or Christian? It's just Christian, right? Or is it Catholic?
This is Catholic.
It's a Catholic.
Hollow is Catholic.
It's a Catholic.
Only,
yeah. Okay, so it's Catholic. Yeah. So the Catholic app, it's you know, the Catholics, there's a range, there's a spectrum of belief on their side, especially a spectrum of political leanings too. There's some Catholics that are very far on the left, there's other Catholics that are very far on the right. But the more you push the conversation and you influence people to the right, the more that conversation shifts so that the center becomes now is where the left was, et cetera. And so like it keeps on pushing things over. And that's really insidious. And like basically you're not just indoctrinating kids in Christianity, you're indoctrinating kids in Christianity that's like fucking far right Christianity.
You gotta get Joe Biden on that app. He's a Catholic, right?
Imagine sitting in a Catholic church, this giant castle built to the barbarian god of BC, while your child takes communion from probably a rapist that he claims is the flesh of a long dead rabbi and being like, bunch of fucking liberals, I need somebody to take this shit seriously.
I need Marky Mark or J.D. Vance to talk to me right now.
I'd like someone who could talk to my kids. Maybe the guy who almost lost to I Sweat Through My Shirt Again, Tim Ryan.
I miss him so much. I was rooting for him so hard.
I miss him so. He's just having an anxiety attack the whole election cycle.
All the time.
All amped up though there at the end. He did like a big zinger at one point to J.D. Vance.
Yeah, no.
J.D. Vance is such a piece of shit,
He's the worst.
So beautiful and tragic about Tim Ryan is he's just a normal guy. And like, you know, if you ever complain about politics and you say something and someone's like, well, I don't see you running for office.
He did.
He's just the guy who was like, you know what? You're right. I should run for office. But then he was like, oh man, there sure are a lot of people out there.
Guys, thank you so much for joining me today. So tell everybody if anything big. Oh, you guys are traveling to Seattle, aren't you? Are there any live tickets left?
No, literally zero tickets left.
We sold them all.
Yeah, we sold them all.
Oh, shame. But you guys will still play that audio for everybody, right? That's like going to go out on your feet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Assuming something absolutely horrible doesn't happen.
And is there another live show in the future?
Why would you say that? Yes, we're trying to push it past
where Heath just dropped that and
thank
said
you,
something.
Cecil, if you want to push it, cut, I'll
where
shut
Heath
up.
Was like, and we'll live forever.
I want to push it past that. So
there's another live show coming up in June. We haven't announced the location just yet because we're waiting for the venue to sign. But for those folks who always complain about us just going from coast to coast, we're going to be a little bit more middle-ish for this next one.
Guys, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you guys jumping in. You guys want to say any get well messages to Tom right now? I'll give you guys a couple seconds to do it. Go ahead.
Tom, we love you, buddy.
Tom, I will take your wife as my own.
I will take an oven mitt.
I will bring her into my home.
Yeah.
Hey.
On that note,
okay.
Thank you guys for joining me. You guys can catch anybody who's listening. If you haven't ever listened to other shows, of course you have, but if you haven't, you should check them out. Scathing Atheist, God Awful Movies, D&D Minus, The Skeptocrat, and a show that we do together, Citation Needed. Thank you, best friend Heath Enright and acquaintance Eli Bosnick for joining me today. Appreciate it.
Cheers. Cheers to you,
cheers.
Cecil. Cheers. Right. Cheers. Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Cheers. I love you.
So I'd like to thank Eli Bosnick and Heath Enright for joining me today. Big thanks to them for jumping in and doing some news items with us and hanging out. A lot of fun as always. And you can always check out their shows. Check out the show notes for all their work. And I'm sure you guys have already listened to all their shows. They're really funny guys. We do a show with them called Citation Needed that we absolutely love to do. If you haven't ever checked it out, it's a lot of fun. Go check it out. We're hoping Tom's going to get better in the next week. Continue to send your messages to him. I know he's reading them. So if you tweet at him, if you want to put a Facebook message up, and if you want to send a private message to dissonance.podcast@gmail.com, he will see all of those. I promise you. But we want to wish Tom well. We hope he gets better. And like I said earlier, before we started the show, we are looking and hoping that maybe Tom will be better enough to record early next week. And we can still get out a Thursday show next week. But I'm going to tell you right now, no promises. No promises, because we don't know how bad Tom is and how long it's going to take him to recover. We hope that he's better by next week to record for sure. But, you know, again, it might be another pinch hitter next week too, because, you know, Tom might still be sick. We know COVID can last for a little while. We're hoping it doesn't for him, and we're hoping that he kicks it. But he is in no shape to record right now. Fingers crossed for next week. Keep your eyes open on our feed on Thursday. Maybe, maybe not. We'll probably let you know via social media. So you could check our Twitter or our Facebook. Those are best ways to know whether or not something's coming out. You could just scroll back through our tweets and see if we posted anything about that. We'll probably post something like that on Wednesday. If we're not going to do anything, we'll post something on Wednesday. If there is something that's coming out, you'll hear it on Thursday morning. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week. We're going to leave you like we always do with Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno-Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy, healing, water, downward spiral, brain dead pan, sales pitch, late night info-docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information, and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.